You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, May 8th. I'm Matt Klein, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 6.7 million. That's the number of barrels of motor gasoline consumed each day on average by American drivers in the week ending May 1st, according to the Energy Information Administration. U.S. gas consumption is down about 31% since mid-March, but it's up about a third from the low reached at the beginning of April. That suggests more Americans are hitting the road, whether it's delivering groceries, skipping town, or going to the office. The increase in demand should help the oil industry work through the backlog of unrefined crude sitting in storage, although production will still need to fall further before the mismatch between supply and demand will be fully resolved. The next number up is 61.7%. That's the asset-weighted share of U.S. banks reporting that they are tightening standards on their loans to businesses as of the beginning of April. Every few months, the Federal Reserve surveys bank loan officers to track changes in the credit supply. Lenders have responded to the coronavirus by slashing the availability of credit and increasing the price. Banks have either been maintaining or loosening lending standards since the middle of 2010, so the change in April is significant. The last time banks tightened business credit so quickly was amid the 2008 financial crisis. Back then, as in previous recessions, credit tightening coincided with reduced demand for loans because potential borrowers were no longer interested in making big investments or buying competitors. This time, however, the hit to revenues is so massive that businesses still want to borrow just to support their basic operations. Our last number is $41 billion. That's roughly the size of the budget deficit California now expects for its next fiscal year, which begins on July 1st. Job losses, pay cuts, and the sliding stock market are projected to reduce personal income tax revenue by more than 25%. While the state's spending is expected to increase as millions of poor and jobless Californians draw on social services, most of the expected change in the budget position comes from lower revenues. California's problems are far from unique, with outside estimates suggesting that states and local governments could require more than $1 trillion to recoup the losses from the coronavirus. If the federal government doesn't give them the money, they will instead be forced to raise taxes, cut services, or reduce infrastructure investment. That's what happened after 2008, creating a big drag on the economy even after the recession had officially ended. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, May 8th. I'm Matt Klein, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a nice weekend.